part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
As the sun has gone down in some parts of the United States and is still going down in the far western states, as it is here in California, where I'm coming to you from tonight, we welcome you to the Baldwin McCullough broadcast. Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, on 330-plus radio stations across the country, Sirius XM satellite radio, and also the combined television network of the UAN across the great state of Texas, and growing and expanding. And if you would like to watch the television feed, you can always do that at uanetwork.tv. That's uanetwork.tv. We've got a lot of interesting discussion, I think, in the hour ahead of us, because while I'm Kevin McCullough, that fella is Stephen Baldwin. And the biggest story of the week, without question, was that of the George Zimmerman trial, the reaction, and particularly what the president did yesterday. And, Stephen, before we were going on the air tonight, you and I were struck by the same portion of what the president talked about in his press conference yesterday.
Absolutely. And it was interesting because there's so many things that you might have picked out of the president's comments. But certainly when the president makes the statement as the president and presents some hypothetical that clearly, to in my opinion, to any common sense, logical, rational mind, it's quite obvious that A, he should never in his position have even uttered or suggested what
right.
he did.
Well, and here's the thing. He starts, first of all, I don't know what the president, I don't know where he found 20 minutes of spare time to just come down to the White House press briefing room and to give an extemporaneous speech to the press on this issue. With all the other stuff that we've got going on, with the scandals that have been emanating, the spying, the IRS, the new information that's starting to come out about Benghazi, you've got just problem after problem after problem. It seems to me the executive branch would be best served by focusing on the work of the people. Hmm. But since maybe he doesn't want to work on that work, he went down to the press office yesterday, stopped in, they weren't expecting him, spoke for 20 minutes, starting out the speech by saying, you know, I really want to encourage the nation, because in light of the riots and the reactions and so forth, I want to encourage the nation to be calm, to not react to this. We need to use our heads and how we think and react right. to these types of things, blah, blah, blah. Then, and I'm not trying to stoke racial tension, then he turns the corner and says, in essence, in one part of the statement, however, you have to wonder if Trayvon Martin had been white, would it have ended differently? And I'm saying to myself, well, thanks for all the attempts you were just giving to try to stem the idea of racial tension. You've now just poured 18,000 pounds of gasoline on it.
Right, exactly.
And that's really the dilemma. But the problem I have, Stephen, is I don't even know if the press will challenge his premise. I don't even know if there's an editorial writer out there that will say, well, wait a minute, Mr. President, how much sense does that really make? Because his statement was something to the effect of, and I don't have it right here in front of me exactly, but something along the lines of, if the victim had been white, if Trayvon Martin had been white, would it have ended differently? And implying, of course, that he believes that it would have. So he's actually arguing, and I'm asking this to those that are listening, 888-340-3373. He's actually arguing that if it had been a white person that was taller than George Zimmerman, that weighed more than George Zimmerman at the time, bashing George Zimmerman's head against the cement, because that's what the trial was about. Was it self-defense? Was it not self-defense? It wasn't about stand your ground. There wasn't any of that involved in this case. It was just self-defense. And the issue was when he's banging his head on the cement pavement, if the person banging George Zimmerman's head on the pavement had been white, would he have been any more alive today than Trayvon Martin was?
Hmm.
And I honestly don't think that that's even conceivable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it mattered what the race of the person was bashing his head on the cement. I think he thought he was going to die, so he fired the gun.
And then obviously, Kevin, what goes along with that thought is, what is President Obama suggesting? What is he suggesting? I mean, if it's not blatantly obvious that he is in a very subtle way or whatever way, he is trying to cause a reaction. And
right.
and it's shocking. It's absolutely shocking.
Well, let's take some calls, and maybe you have a reaction to what he said. Maybe it offended you. Maybe you think he's right. Whatever the case, we'll talk to you. If you disagree with me, we'll put you right to the front of the line. But I honestly think there would be no difference in the outcome, that if it had been a white person, and if the only thing you changed out was Trayvon Martin's skin color for Caucasian instead of African-American, I think you still would have ended up with a dead person, because that dead person was trying to beat George Zimmerman's head into the sidewalk.
And I agree with you, Kevo. I agree with you.
So if you disagree with this, to the front of the line you go. Let's start with line one, Daniel, calling from Louisville, listening on AM 970 WGTK. Daniel, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi. Thank you. I wanted to hear what you guys would say about maybe the possibility that George Zimmerman is probably going to have a rough time of it in this country. Especially after the president's comments. So, I mean, maybe even having to go to another country to seek asylum, because I don't know what his chances are of having a normal life after this trial. Thank you.
No.
Listen off the air.
Thank you, Daniel. Well, Stephen, you probably saw what Victor Cruz tweeted, the wide receiver for the New York Giants, right. After the verdict came down. The hood will catch up to him in less than a year. I mean, they've made no bones about saying, somebody ought to go get him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that he'll ever have a normal life. Even if the trial hadn't ended the way it was, I don't think if it had been a lower profile case, I still don't think he'd have a normal life, because he did end up taking a life, and that scars people.
Right.
You talk to people that have done it. They don't. That doesn't happen easily.
I said
that, shrug that stuff off.
I said that to my daughter today. I said, you know, this guy has to live the rest of his life with that knowledge and with, you know, just all of the emotion that comes with that.
And he purports to be a man of faith, as does his family. So I would imagine that there, even that element of his life is very much burdened by the outcome of what happened. That doesn't mean that he should not have defended himself in light of what was happening to him.
Yeah. No question.
Let's go to line two. Brian in Louisville, also listening to AM 970. Hi, Brian.
Hey, well, first of all, I want to say I agree with you guys as far as I don't think color has anything to do with it. I mean, to me, it's a clear-cut case of self-defense. It doesn't matter what color you are. You're bashing somebody's head in the ground, and they're fortunate enough to be armed. You know, there's probably only one or two outcomes. You're either going to be dead, the guy you're attacking is going to die if you take it from him, or you're going to be severely wounded. So I don't really think that changed it. And my second comment is, the president wants to keep, you know, talk like he's trying to make peace and, you know, bridge these gaps and pay a lot of lip service to us. Well, let's up the ante a little bit more. You know, these people running around the country in cities where obviously you're not allowed to carry a gun to protect yourself. They're beating up people that they don't know. So couldn't we say that, in a sense, they're acting like Trayvon Martin? Because that's kind of what he did. I mean, granted, you know, there was a situation where he was being followed. You know, Gentile said that he may have thought that Zimmerman was a gay predator, which may have provoked Trayvon to hide and then jump out and attack him. But really, when you look at it, these people going around beating up Mexican guys and saying it's for Trayvon, or beating up people, you know, dragging them out of their cars or stopping them on the freeway, I mean, they're kind of acting like Trayvon Martin did. He went up to a stranger and attacked him. The only difference is people that they're attacking and beating up don't have a means to defend themselves.
Brian, that's an interesting statement, and what I want to do is I want to throw it to the audience to have them respond to your assertion as well. Do you believe that the rioters are acting in the same fashion as Trayvon Martin? 888-340-3373. But thank you for your call.
Thanks.
Stephen, I have to say I don't disagree with Brian. And I have to say that I think that the president's actions contributed to this mentality yesterday, not doing anything to defuse it.
Well, as I said, definitely to present such a hypothetical certainly is ironic if he's trying to create the calm.
He's spiking the punch.
Yeah. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We will be right back after this.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Thank you.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number's 888-340-3373. And I'm here in New York. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough out in California. And he's out there and he's just ducky with Chucky and Babs out there. Where is it you are, darling?
We're at the yes. very exclusive Harold Polo and Croquet Club of Thousand Oaks.
Of course, darling. We're yes, the Polo yes. and the Croquet Club.
Yes, the Polo and Croquet Club.
Yeah, me, you know, when I travel and I got to do the show, satellite, remote, whatever, you know, I'm at a McDonald's or something. I'm eating Chicken McNuggets.
That's just because of your dietary habits. That has nothing to do with idea of getting...
They actually have quite a
good location for you.
They have quite a strong Wi-Fi signal at Mickey D's.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know that. Very well kept
secret. The free
Wi-Fi. Yeah.
That's what we're all about, the free Wi-Fi. All right. Well, Stephen, I've lost my call screen, so who do we have waiting in line? We're talking about, just for people that just joined us, it's a very simple idea. The president said on his press conference yesterday, look, we need to try to stem the racial tide. We need to try to... away with this idea that you know we should be reacting violently to the Zimmerman verdict. And then he went on to say that if Trayvon Martin had been white, probably would have ended differently. How do you feel about that statement? How do you feel about the potential for increased violence based on the president's words? What do you think? 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on that?
We're going to get to Sheila in New Jersey in 1 second. Let's go to Debbie on line one, Juno Beach, Florida, on Sirius. Debbie, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. What do you think about all this?
Thank you. Well, my thoughts are, as inappropriate as the statement that President Obama has made, he is still a black man, and he is still... concerned with issues that concern the black people. And I say that I'm in agreement with Obama. I'm not trying to start any riots, but being a black woman with four young black men, and I understand what he was saying. It may not have started out, or the court issue may not have been about race, but it definitely started out being an issue concerning race, because
Debbie, how do you come to that conclusion though? Because what I'm hearing you say is that you're saying that Zimmerman only followed Martin because of his skin color, when the truth was he couldn't even initially identify his skin color. When the dispatcher asked him the skin color, he said, "I think he's black, but I'm not sure."
Well, because when they played every tape that Zimmerman, every time he called in on a 911 call, everyone was about a black man in his neighborhood. And I would say, had it been a white guy in his neighborhood, we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Debbie, first of all, that's not true. The 47 911 calls did not all pertain to youths in the neighborhood, and that was part of the problem with why some people said Zimmerman wasn't a credible neighborhood watch guy, was because he called the police for things that weren't as important as, like, say, suspicious characters in the neighborhood. But he did not, he only identified race when asked about it. He didn't say, and he didn't always say that they were black. I'm sorry to correct you, but the facts are, he reported multiple disturbances by youths in hoodies in the neighborhood that seemed suspicious.
Okay, he may have. But the ones that I heard when I was watching the trial, the 911 calls, there were several, and they were identified as black men. Aside from that, this young black man did not have a right to defend himself. He was approached by someone. So I still see, my point is, I still see why President Obama would have made the statement. Being a black man and understanding the issues that black men face when they're in neighborhoods, quote-unquote, that they probably have no business in the eyes of someone who's not black.
Debbie, first of all, you're characterizing the community completely different than it was. It was a racially diverse community. George Zimmerman's next-door neighbor was and is a black woman. This is not a white neighborhood. Zimmerman is not a white man. This is a neighborhood And did you know that the Zimmermans tutored at-risk youth, most of which were black, in their home after school regularly? This is not a man obsessed with race.
Okay, well, Debbie, so just to be clear, President Obama created the hypothetical by saying he felt that perhaps the outcome would have been different if Trayvon Martin was not a black man but a white man, and you, as a black woman, are calling here, Baldwin McCullough Live, to say that you agree with that. You feel that the outcome might have been different if it was a white person. Yes?
My statement is I don't even think we would be having this conversation had he been white.
Interesting. All right, well, thanks for the call, Debbie. Appreciate that. Kevo, we're going to jump over to line two now. Stephen in Dallas, Texas.
I don't know. Somebody named Stephen has a very suspicious name. I don't know that we can. Can we trust this phone call?
I don't know.
Of course you do. Everybody named Stephen is first class.
Oh, he's just picked Stephen. You get the joke, Stephen. Now, are you watching us on UA Network, Steve?
I am, 47.2.
All right, well, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. What do you think about all this?
Well, the outcome would not have been different. However, the direction that this has not been taken is, had Trayvon Martin been white, we would not still be talking about it. They would not be having all of these rallies and so forth at this point in the game.
Why?
Well, because the white race does not get this continuous notoriety of issues like it does for other races. And it doesn't even matter that if it's white, if Trayvon Martin would have been any other race, we would not be talking about it days and days and days afterwards, continually covering on the news.
You're probably right, Stephen, and that's a very sad commentary. Thanks for the call. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Quickly, before our next break, Sheila calling from New Jersey, listening to AM 970, WNYM, The Answer. Sheila, welcome. You're on with Stephen and Kevin. Welcome.
Well, thanks for taking the call, and I just want to say that nobody could incite violence and wickedness, because this is one of the signs that Jesus gave. He, when they asked him what shall be the end of the time and his second coming, he said, as the days of Noah, as recorded in the sixth chapter of Genesis, the violence was great on the earth and wickedness. And so he said that will happen. Men were thinking evil continually, God said. As the days of Sodom, so shall it be. And he burned the city down. And the place is worse than Sodom because they are marrying. So I wouldn't blame anybody for that. We see, one more thing and then I'm finished.
We're going into a break right now. So thank you so much for your call. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we'll be right back after this.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
And glad you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live coming to you from both coasts tonight. Stephen in our New York studios there in the Big Apple. And Kevin McCullough coming to you from the Harold Polo and Croquet Club of Thousand Oaks, California. And we're grateful again for their setting us up in this fantastic scenery tonight. Anyway, we're talking about the very interesting revelation that the president put forward yesterday. Evidently, he has some sort of, knowledge that nobody else has, in which he assumed that if you only changed the skin color of Trayvon Martin, if you took his skin color away and put white skin on him, that while he's sitting there bashing the head of George Zimmerman on the sidewalk, George Zimmerman wouldn't have shot him. If you just changed the skin color, George Zimmerman wouldn't have shot him. And Stephen, I was thinking about this. That's very big of George Zimmerman, if President Obama's information is actually factual, to sit there and say, here I am, a Hispanic man, and I'm getting my brains beaten into a deadly weapon called the sidewalk, and I feel my consciousness slipping away. But, you know, I feel bad for inner city youth, and because this kid is Trayvon Martin, a black kid, I'm just going to waste him. But if it had been a white kid, that was bashing my head into the sidewalk, I totally would have let him live, and I would let him kill me.
There you go.
That's very big of George Zimmerman. I didn't know that President Obama had that kind of, like, knowledge about stuff, but evidently he had some information that the trial jury wasn't privy to in doing this. Obviously, I think this is kind of a nutty thing to say by the president, but maybe you disagree. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Richard calling from the Louisville area, or the listening to AM 970 there in Kentucky. Richard, you're on with Stephen and Kevin. Welcome.
Yeah, I think Obama's statement is deplorable because he's identified Zimmerman as white, and he's used the word victim to describe Trayvon Martin, who attacked Zimmerman. He's done this as though, he slipped this word victim in, and as far as I know, nobody's questioned it so far, but that's a subjective judgment, which is contrary to the fact, according to all the evidence.
Contrary to the fact, even, Richard, of the court, that Obama said in his statement yesterday we had to trust the judgment of. He said at one point in his speech, the jury did their job, the judge executed a good case, this is how American justice works, we should trust the outcome of the court. And then he turns around and says, but if the victim had been white, it never would have happened.
Yeah,
the real racists here and the people that are trouncing everybody else's civil rights are the blacks, including starting with President Obama and Attorney General Holder. That's the deplorable, abominable situation that we're in. The president and the attorney general are instigators.
Richard, I thank you for your call. Stephen, you know, someone agrees with Richard, and you know who they are? There's two very significant people that agree with what Richard just said, and they came out and said this week. The big mound of rebound, Charles Barkley, came out and said, look, racism goes both ways. And so if people are running around, you know, acting like hooligans, knocking storefronts in and stuff, you know, that's just as plain out evil and bad as what people are accusing George Zimmerman of. And then Bill Cosby was on a radio show yesterday, Dr. Bill Cosby, and he said, because he was asked by the host, you know, hey, what do you think about this whole racial thing? And he said, you know what, guys, we should be very careful not to invoke racism, charges of racism into something unless we have proof that race was what caused it.
Right.
And I thought that was a profound thing for Dr. Cosby to say, because what he's basically admitting is, look, George Zimmerman has back up. The feds are now considering civil rights charges against Zimmerman, right? They're considering saying he targeted a black guy because he was black and he ended up killing him because he was black. This is the only way that they will be allowed to advance a federal case against Zimmerman, because you can't have double jeopardy. So in order to prove that, what they have to say is that Zimmerman has a historical racist streak in him. And when you go back and you look at the kids he's tutored, the neighbors he's helped, there was this homeless black guy that got totally mistreated by the Sanford community that Zimmerman went to the authorities and said, no, this isn't right. We can't treat him this way. This man belongs. He deserves better than this. And he rallied black ministers in the Sanford community to the aid of this homeless black man. All of this is on the record. There's a lengthy record of his interaction with people that are also ethnic minorities and how he's always cared for them. And there's no proof of racism.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare.
They took the bribe,
took your tax dollars,
and did it anyway.
That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. Privacyradio.com.
I'm Kevin McCullough sent you.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, the number 888-340-3373. And, boy, we've had all kinds of very interesting calls about President Obama's statement yesterday where he said, well, the judge and the jury, they did their thing. They did a great job, did what they were supposed to do. But if you ask me, if Trayvon Martin was a white guy, I think that maybe the outcome would have been a little bit differently. Our number, 888-340-3373. What do you think about that? Kevo, you want to say anything else, or should we jump to the phones?
Yeah, well, I just, let's, you summarized it well. His implication is, if all you changed was the skin color of Trayvon, that Zimmerman wouldn't have shot him. That's basically what he's saying. Let's go to line one. Priscilla is calling from Florida, listening to WTBN. Hi, Priscilla. Welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. We're glad you're with us.
I agree in so much as
Obama can identify with the plight of the black man. And
even
that's
though,
maybe the first statement he's made as a black man.
Okay.
I'm sorry, if I understand you correctly, Priscilla, what you're saying is that because President Obama's black, he may have a greater understanding of his statement. And additionally, what you're saying is, and as a black man, it's the first time as president he's saying something that that represents black people?
I believe so.
All right, Priscilla, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. You know, it's interesting about that, Stephen. Yeah, what's interesting about that is there's as much white man in Barack Obama as there is in George Zimmerman. And, you know, the media was all about trying to make sure that Zimmerman got pegged as a white guy the whole time that the trial was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that gives, see, maybe Priscilla's onto something. Maybe she's identifying, because Obama's half white and he's half black, maybe he's saying that the half white part of me thinks, if it had been a white guy, that that white guy knows more about how that white guy would have gotten out of there or something. I don't know. But
I don't know either.
He was invoking something there, and Priscilla thinks that that's obviously a part of what it was. Let's go to Salt Lake City, line three, listening to AM 820, part of the Truth Network. Mike, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, I got about two or three ideas on this. First off, I say President Obama is wrong. If the victim, Trayvon Martin, was white, he still would have been shot dead, but it would not have gone to trial because nobody would have pushed it there. The president wouldn't, Eric Holder wouldn't, and the governor of Florida wouldn't.
Interesting.
They just wouldn't care about it, and he wouldn't have been tried for murder or even manslaughter because it was a justifiable shooting.
Self-defense.
Now, one more thing. If I was George Zimmerman and the president and Eric Holder keep pushing this, we're going to get him with civil rights violation. If I was him, I'd go to Florida and I'd stay there for 4 years till Obama's out of the White House and Eric Holder's been fired, and we have a new attorney general. Then he could come back here. And one more thing, speaking of Eric Holder, you know he wouldn't prosecute the Black Panthers while back. Well, last week, one of the Black Panthers, standing with four of them, said that they have just announced a reward on the head of George Zimmerman, that they are going to give a reward of $10,000 for the death of George Zimmerman. Did you know about that? And this, of course, would be illegal because it would be soliciting a murder.
Right. No, it is illegal, and it's notoriously what the Black Panthers have done throughout their history when they feel like there's a vendetta that needs to be served. Mike, thanks for the call. Interesting ideas. Line two, Brad in Orlando, listening to AM 660 WORL. Welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Good evening. I've got some observations. Right now, the country, these are some really heavy times, fellas.
Yeah.
We're seeing things, evidence all around on issues of race, and the left, if you watch MSNBC, they're in total denial about it. They say that it's impossible for it to be black, a man or black people to be racist because they're not in positions of power. That's a complete lie. Racism has nothing to do with if you're in power or not. You can be racist and not be in power. But the problem is, in order for healing to really begin in this country, I come to you, I'm a white male, I humbly admit that there has been bigotry, prejudice, and racism. But the problem is, it's only one race that it feels like they are above reproach. That is not healthy. We're all human beings, and until they come to the table, the various black leaders, the ones in Congress, every single one of them is harboring hatred in their hearts right now. I see it all around, and what's very disturbing is that I have a litmus test to find out if a person is racist. I mean, this may seem funny to you guys, but when you ask anybody how they feel about Elvis Presley, about 50% of the black community says he stole from us, he's racist. That is such hatred in their heart, because anyone who knows anything about Elvis knows that that's not true. Whitney Houston's mother has said such. People who know him have said such. So that tells me that there's a lot of pain and hatred and racism in their heart. So until we can talk about this honestly, they need to come to the table, because we're humbled by it. All other races are humbled by it. And it's time that they stop the denial and get with it for real healing to begin in this country.
But see, Brad, the problem there is, and I don't disagree with anything you said, but the problem there is, if we live in a post-racial society where a black man can be president and a black man can be attorney general and hold various other high-ranking positions all throughout government and private sector, which now happens, if we're really in a post-racial society, then people like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton can't make a living, because they need racism to be alive to stir up people's anger so that they get called upon to come and, quote, settle it. And at the end of the day, the industry of outrage is a multi-billion-dollar business for some of these guys.
And as we head into the break here, Kevo, I think I have a very interesting solution to all this, and I'll share it with everyone.
Can't wait to hear that.
When we come back right after this break here on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults. If you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
MicroPlant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with MicroPlant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
86.
Rick and Laura. Welcome to Color Live on this relatively beautiful evening in Southern California. I know it's been quite warm for those of you on the East Coast, and we understand that. And that's we're glad for the healthy discussion we've had tonight. A couple of quick callers, and then Stephen, you want to end with your own idea of how we solve this. Let's go very quickly to line two, Mary in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Mary, you're up next on Baldwin McCullough Live. Thanks for being here.
Yes, I'd like to say that I hate when you get on there and talk about my president, our president, because he's one thing he is, he's a black man. Mm-hmm. And he is president, which you could ever, never, ever be. So, there you go. And I think y'all just wasting your time on air, because nobody want to hear that shit.
Oh, okay.
All right,
hey,
well, thank you.
Mary, you know we can't say that word on radio.
Well, yeah,
so,
well.
Don't be that kind of person.
And you never know, Mary, Stephen Baldwin might just run for president someday. So I'll be looking for your vote.
She said you couldn't be president.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Kevin.
Line three, Larry in Texas. Hi.
Yes, I believe Trayvon Martin were white. George Zimmerman most definitely has shot him. The only difference is the white community would in no way have tried to justify or rationalize what he did. That's why we would not be having this discussion if Trayvon Martin were white. That's my point.
Yeah, and thank you, Larry. And I honestly believe, Stephen, it doesn't matter what color the race of the person was who's beating the guy's head against the pavement. If you're getting your head beaten against the pavement, and the only way you're going to survive is by shooting the guy that's doing it, you're going to shoot him.
Listen, I want to just jump in and just simply say
this. So what's your solution? I want to hear the solution.
Well, I was going to make a joke and say, let's do an Elvis Presley litmus test to get some DNA from Elvis, bring him back to life, clone him, and do some kind of a We Are the World racial peace concert with the reincarnated Elvis Presley in cloning form. I just want to, Mr. Obama. Yeah, President Obama. I bet you Barack Obama'd love Elvis, but that's just me. But I just want to say, this, you know, based on Mary's call, I just want to say this. You know, we here at Baldwin McCullough, our job is to bring ideas to you and then let you share with us on the program here about what they are. And, you know, unfortunately, as two guys who are Christians, Kevin, with a biblical worldview, we believe that God is the one who decides what's right and wrong, and then we just try to expound upon that and communicate about that, et cetera, et cetera. Go ahead, Kevo.
No, I was following with you. I didn't need to say anything.
All right. Shocking. It's all part of the hostile takeover of Stevie B.
You were making enough sense. I had nothing else to add to it.
All right,
Mary, we love you. We just didn't want you to... You can't say that kind of stuff on the air. You can disagree with us. That's fine. Just can't use that naughty language.
Thanks for a great show from Kevin and Stephen. God bless. We will see you next week, Saturday night, here on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Appreciate it.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.